Ever know someone who talks to plants? Maybe it was your offbeat neighbor cooing at his African violets. Maybe your grandmother analyzed baseball with her cucumbers. Seems a bit silly, but researchers say farmers should maybe take notice.
Personally, I believe that whatever humans continue to do repeatedly over a long time, and we have been talking to plants for a very long time, it's always worth checking out scientifically, just because often what we do so consistently and repeatedly is because it works.
Dr. Monica Galliano is a research fellow at the Center for Evolutionary Biology at the University of Western Australia. Her research found that plants aren't only listening, they're also talking, so to speak.
What we have found is scientific evidence to demonstrate that plants actually do emit their own sound, but beside that, they also respond to the same frequency that they emit themselves. Those particular frequencies are telling something.
I think it's fair to say we're constantly have been surprised at how complex plants are.
That's Michael Fromm. He's with the Center for Plant Science Innovation at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. Fromm researches something that might sound like science fiction at first. He studies plant memory. It all began when he was looking into drought tolerance, a key concern for farmers these days. One day, Fromm and his collaborators noticed some plants' drought-responsive genes looked different than others in a greenhouse. They theorized it was from previous stress those particular plants experienced. Turns out, they were right. Experiments showed the plants with the strange-looking genes were holding on to a memory of drought from a few days prior.
So the difference is, after 2 hours, plants being stressed the first time are quite wilted, and plants that are being stressed the second time wilt very little.
The plants with memory of drought knew to conserve what water they had, while the plants new to drought weren't prepared. Galliano says we have a bad habit of underestimating plants. The idea of plant communication, for example, had been hypothesized for decades, but often was met with skepticism or outright hostility by the scientific community. But Galliano says, unlike earlier research, she and her collaborators use the same high-tech equipment approved to study animals' oral communication. And while there aren't massive tomes of evidence yet,
the evidence that is there, it's already so compelling that it would be absolutely madness to just be so narrow-minded to discount it.
She points to related research into the thousands of plant species that have co-evolved with animal species, like blueberries or tomatoes.
And they're known for their ability to release pollen only and exclusively when they're buzzed at the right frequency by a specific bee. In fact, this is called buzz pollination, and a lot of the growers have learned that, and they are mimicking what the animals are doing to release the pollens out of these species, which will not release otherwise.
So what does all this mean? Fromm says research into how plants form drought memory could help scientists create more water-efficient plants and crops. Galliano hopes to build the knowledge base of plant frequencies to the point where, theoretically, we could use sound to keep plants healthy instead of insecticide or pesticide. Galliano's talk of frequencies beyond human hearing made me think of dog whistles. Might we someday have farmers walking through the fields blowing plant whistles, I ask her?
I like the idea. I don't know. Possible.
Galliano says more research is needed, but she thinks the science community is turning over a new leaf when it comes to plant study. She calls it a green revolution. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Hilary Stowes-Krause.